heritagecoffee.com.
Welcome back to Juneau Afternoon. I am your host for today, Cheryl Snyder. The Montana Creek Trail has just been groomed. It's ready for both skate and classic skiing. Upper and lower loop trails at Eagle Crest are groomed to blue wax perfection. Grooming the trails is just one of the many things that Juneau Nordic Ski Club does. Joining us now to talk about that is Mo Michaels of the Youth Nordic Program Coordinator and Soren Richards, a junior Nordic athlete. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Hi, Soren.
Hello.
Hi. So I think we're going to start, Mo, by having you share with us a, sort of the big overview of what the Juneau Nordic Ski Club does.
Yeah. So I'm specifically going to be talking about the youth programs, which is just a part of the what the ski club does. As you said, the ski club grooms, they put on events throughout the year, and then they host some youth Nordic ski programs. And so we have three programs. We have a junior Nordic, which is an elementary school specific program. We have a middle school and a high school race team. And so we are really excited to be able to offer programs to each of those age groups individually. And Soren and I were here to hopefully share a little bit about our junior Nordic program with you.
Okay. Well, what are some of the specifics of the program? What can students expect who sign up for it?
Yeah, so great question. So we take six-year-olds and up, and when they sign up for the program, they're signing up for 10 sessions. The first session, they'll get gear, they'll figure out how to use it, they'll learn about it, and then for the preceding 9 sessions, they'll be on snow, and they'll be divided into smaller groups for some of the skiing, depending on what type of skiing they want to choose. So they'll pick either skate technique or classic technique to focus on for that whole chunk of time. And then they'll go and they'll learn technique, but a lot of the learning comes through games. So we have a really big focus on having fun on snow and learning skiing through having fun. And so Soren has been a part of the Junior Nordic now for quite a while.
Yeah, so Soren, how did you get involved in Nordic skiing?
Well, originally it was my parents' idea, but over the time I started to like it. At first I wasn't too thrilled about it, but now I like it a lot and I love skiing.
What do you think it is that changed it from a thing you weren't so sure about to a thing that you actually are excited to go and do?
Well, mostly is because it's just a unique way to travel around and zip around the snow a lot, and all it is a quick drive to the campground or Mendenhall Creek or stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of different places around town we can ski. What style do you like to do? Do you do classic or skate skiing or both?
I used to love classic a lot, but now that I'm trying skate skiing this year, I'm going to continue doing that.
Mm-hmm. And do you have friends who also do these sports with you, or is this something that you just do on your own?
Yes, some of my friends do this, but they don't exactly do the Nordic Ski Club. They do downhill skiing.
Mm-hmm. And do you also downhill too? Is that part of your winter fun? Nope. Fully Nordic and skate skiing. That's terrific. So I know sometimes for kids, starting something new can be kind of scary. Do you have any thoughts for some students who may be interested in doing this, but they don't really know because they've never done it before? What would you tell them to encourage them to do it?
Well, skiing, unless, of course, your first try is on Eagle Crest, is not that scary at all. Sure, wipeouts can be bad, but yeah, really, it's not that. It's awesome. Like, you get to fly around on the snow.
I love that. That must mean that you've got some really good balance so you can pick up some good speed and feel like you're flying out there. Do you have a favorite memory from some of your times with the Nordic Ski Club? Is there a particular day that stands out in your head as just a really fun day?
Yeah, I really loved going on those days, like once a week or twice a week, to Eagle Crest. We hardly got to do that, but flying down the hills and there was very fun.
Yeah, those courses definitely have a lot of hills. Yeah, super. Well, thanks for sharing some of those thoughts, Soren. You know, Mo, I know with these programs, I mean, certainly you're interested in teaching the kids the skills of skiing, but it's also more than that. Can you talk about the philosophy that goes along with teaching these kids, what you guys are thinking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So the philosophy behind Junior Nordic and really all of our programs is to build a lifelong relationship about having fun outside and on snow. And so it's more than just skiing. It's about being comfortable and learning to really love the place that you are and the community that you're in. And so with our Junior Nordic, one way that we do that, right, is we invite families to come ski with their kids. And Cheryl, I know that your daughter has skied with us in the past, and a really big part of that is having parents come and ski too. And if they've never skied before, they can learn right along with us. And then, you know, getting siblings involved. So Thorin's big brother has skied with us in the past as well. So I think that's the really important piece, is it's all about how can we have fun outside and how can we connect with our community. And we're just doing that through being on snow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Soren, is there more that you want to share?
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Okay. Okay. Yeah. You know, I definitely have appreciated that aspect of this program, what you just described, Mo. And yes, my daughter has skied and I was going out there with her, a terrible skate skier. And over time, I just started getting better. And she's now joined the middle school ski team. So this is a progressive program for kids who really click with it. You can start now and have fun and it's a full family thing. And then the kids who are interested can continue on. And really what I have seen is that it's really a holistic view on how to have a fulfilling, healthy, community-connected life. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. So for those listening who are interested in learning more, where do they go?
Yeah, so you can visit the Juneau Nordic Ski Club's website, which is jnski.org. And if you go under the Youth Programs tab, you'll find information about all three of our programs. You'll also see a registration link for our Junior Nordic program. And we have a few spots left, and we would love you to sign up your kids or convince your friends to sign up their kids. And so you can find more information there.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you, Mo Michaels and Soren Richardson. Thank you so much, Soren, for joining us today and sharing your love of this sport. It was great having you on the air with us, both of you. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you for having me here.
Terrific.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Have a great afternoon. The trails surrounding us now have a blanket of snow on them, disguising all the work that was done this summer to improve them. When we come back, an update on what Trail Mix accomplished this past season and what's ahead for next year.